So today's daf in Masechet Shviit, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKedesh, Shviit Yerushalmi, of course, is daf Chof Dalet. And we've been in the middle of this fascinating sugya about whether you're allowed to take out stones from a field, in what case it's considered to be clear that you've got a construction project, in what case it's considered to be marzayit, and it looks like a chashad. And in what case would actually be preparing your field because something wasn't roy for planting before and now it is. And therefore, this would be a tolda of charisha. So one of the interesting things that we had at the end of the Mishnah is that if you've got a pile of little stones, you've got a gravel pile on the field. So it says over there, if you're clearing that out, then you have to leave the ones that are right at the bottom in contact with the ground, because otherwise you would be actually clearing the ground and it would prove that you want to plant your field. What does that mean? It means that what, that people usually don't take out a gravel? Is it useful to have gravel in a field for any reason? Is there not just the same reason to take out gravel to put on your driveway, and that therefore people should think that, no, what else? If you're taking it out, it must be that you want your field to be ready for planting. I mean, why is gravel any different over here? You're telling me that as a Dover Pashat, somebody owns a field, he wouldn't be taking out gravel unless it's part of the Harisha. I mean, like, why would somebody want gravel in his field? So Rabbi Yaakov Barbon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, says this is a very important limud in terms of the dinim of what you have right to take from other people. Because this proves that zot omeret, she'asur lo laket tzorot mitoch shdei chavero, if you want to recover your driveway with gravel. So, okay, so you figure, all right, I'll walk down the neighborhood, and wherever I find these little stones in somebody's field, I'll just go take them. I mean, I certainly don't need permission to take out stones. I'm doing the guy a favor, right? Well, you see from here that that's not true. And that actually, people would like to have a gravel surface in their field of all crazy things. Why? Must be. Because every field needs a place where you will deposit weeds. Because you can't just uproot weeds and leave them on the ground because they'll take root again. So therefore, he wants a little gravel area where he can take the weeds, throw them over there, and that way they won't re-root. So because of that, you don't have a right to go around taking them out because you don't know that that's not what he wants himself. But by the way, obviously that's only where you're talking about on an area that is agriculturally fruitful. So you're talking about in a bika. If you're on a place where it's rocky anyway, the harim, it's certainly bitrashim, if something is covered with a, you know, a stone surface, like a parking lot, gesunterheit, tivul chashavoy, you're doing him a big favor. He'll be very grateful. Why would you need to ask permission to remove gravel? So over there, it certainly would be mutter. So this brings us now to... Baruch Avram, I see he's posting something. In Yemen, my in-laws had the worst field, full of stones. But they got 2 yields per year because the stones retained the moisture. Wow. That's fascinating. Okay. Excellent. So now this brings us up to Halacha Vav. So what we were talking about before, that was Nogea, the issue of... actually having a construction project. Those are construction projects, you know, like I'm building a garage. But there's another issue that we're going to need to deal with, and that's where the construction project itself has something to do with the usability of the field during Shemitah. So what happens over there? And this is our new sugya. So now we continue on with Ein Bonin Madregot Al Pi Haga'ayot Erev Shvius, Misha Pasku HaGishamim. Now, this is a Mishnah that there are many, many different approaches to. We've got a lot of different Gersos in the Gemara here in the Yerushalmi. that deals with this Mishnah, because there are extreme differences in trying to understand what's going on. So many of the Mefarshim here understand it to mean that they would build, if you've got these terraced fields that are going down into a valley at the bottom, so then you would be going down to get water in the valley, because we saw before that the water is retained, all of the water is retained longest in the valley, obviously. So what you would do is you would build a staircase, because, I mean, it gets very slippery, and in order to get down, it when the rains are over, you know, I mean, I can build this while it's raining, because you don't need that water, but as soon as the rains are over, you're going to want to be able to bring up water to your field. And then the question is, if we see you building these stairs to get down to the Emek in order to bring the water back up, oh my gosh, so then it certainly looks like Shuhu Metaknam L'Shviyit. So if you're here and it's and you're actually building it in order to be Metaken, so that you can bring water up for Shviyas, so then that looks very suspicious. Now, during Shviyas itself, that's something else. If the rains are finished during Shviyas, then you would be allowed to build. Why not? Because then it's only going to be useful for the next year. And in general, when you're building in this kind of way, again, this requires an explanation in the Mishnah that is a little bit pushy, because it assumes things that aren't there. So when you're building during Shviyas, lo yismoch be'afar, if you're building something, stairs, or you're building something that is an actual holding type of reservoir for water, and you don't want the water to go out, so then do not put in afar. Lo yismoch be'afar, meaning don't put in mortar between the rocks, because you need to be let it be clear that you're not intending to keep this for now, and I don't want that water now. You can make it as a mechitza, just without, as we talked about before, people build mechitzas that are meant to last a long time without using any kind of mortar. And while you're doing that, kol evan shuyacholav shotet yadov litla, since in doing that, you're going to want to make sure that you've got exactly the right stone. If you've ever watched somebody do this, it's a very, very fascinating thing to watch. Because what he does is he develops a sensitivity to exactly what shape stone he needs to use to put in this layer in order for it to fit in a way that will allow him to do it without mortar. So therefore, any stone that this guy sees that's within reach, and he's doing this, he's building a mechitza, chayitz, mechitza, and he has a right to take any stone that he wants. Nobody's going to suspect him of that being an act of harisha, because it's so clear that he needs these stones for the project that he's actually doing in front of your eyes. So in that case, as long as it's reachable, kol evan shuyachol efshot et yado v'litla, harezu tinatel. There would be certainly no problem in taking that, because you can see there's no chashash at all that it would be a tikkun of the sada. Okay, so this is a lot of the Mefarshim are Mefarsh, the Mefarshi HaMishnah are Mefarsh it this way. Now, it's a very strange Pirush, especially because the Rav himself explains it that way, and something is wrong, because remember, the Rav is Matir actually watering a field during Shviyas, and here he would be saying the total opposite, that you can't even build stairs to go down, because it looks like you want to water your field during Shviyas. I mean, how in the world would that make sense? What would be the reason why this is more awesome? So this is one approach. Now, the Rambam's approach, totally different. It has nothing to do with Amaris Ha'ayin, that you're going to be bringing your water up to your field. Instead, the way that he understands it is that you're building these stairs in order to get down to the valley without slipping. And the time in the year that generally people would go down to the valley to start working on the fields in the valley is only after the rainy season. So when the rainy season ends and people see you building these stairs, they're saying, now, what does he need these stairs for? He must be planning on getting down into the valley. And so because of that, the other piece of the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, fits the same thing. It has nothing to do with not building with mortar, for heaven's sakes. It means don't take mortar, meaning not mortar, afar, literally dirt. Don't take dirt down into the places where you need to smooth a field with dirt because it's been damaged by the rain. So now you've got these deep indentations in your field and people might fall in there. No, build a mechitza. You can certainly build a mechitza to cut off the dangerous part from the rest of the field. That you can do. But you can't make the field smooth. Fine. Now that's how the Rambam understands it. The Ravid goes to town and said, what kind of crazy pshat is that? That's not what the Mishnah was referring to at all. Instead, he comes up with the other third pshat. So his third pshat is that it's talking about the bottom step. We're not talking about the stairs at all. So what it means is that when you get to the stair that's on the bottom of your stairway and you're building it during Shavuos, don't put any kind of offer there because then you're making the stair tillable or at least plantable. And therefore, it would be a tikkun of the sada.
It would be a threshold.
Ah, nice. Yes, I don't know. I wish I could understand the type of brain that's capable of doing that. It's probably very useful in certain circumstances. Okay, so that would also be another possibility. Fine. In any event, there's big differences in these possibilities. We'll have to see if they work out the way that the Rishonim understands it. So the first thing that the Gemara suggests over here is that Reb Krisva says that Reb Yochanan ben Gamliel explained that the only way that this makes any kind of sense is that we're talking about, even though before the Mishnah we talked about that the Reb Gamliel was actually Mevatel, the Shnei Prakim, the Rishonim, that's what we're talking about over here. Is the Shnei Prakim Yimasnisa? The Mishnah's got to be talking about. I mean, because it's saying you can't do this before Shavuos. But if Rav Gamliel was Mevatel the Shnei Prakim Arishonim, so then there is no Isser of doing things before Shavuos. So how the heck did we get back to don't do this during Shavuos, for Shavuos, during the sixth year? That only makes sense if this Mishnah is a little bit of a throwback and it's talking about the Shnei Prakim Arishonim, like we were doing back in the first parak, right? And then, am I getting any kind of attention from Alon? I'm not sure there. There we go. Eyes are open. There we go. Okay. So then it makes sense. But, I mean, now that there is no such Isser, so then, I mean, we're not going to create an Isser building stairs, Erev Shavuos. And this seems to be clear from the Braisa, Tani. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nehemiah, Osrim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nehemiah, Aser, even before this mana of the Kol HaGeshami. Now, that's totally easy. I mean, Lo B'Isser Shnei Prakim? I mean, how could you possibly Aser it earlier in the year if we're not talking about a time in which there was an Isser, the Shnei Prakim HaRishonim? If there wasn't even an Isser to plow your field, so why would they have answered this before the time of the Geshamim? So if Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah and the Braisa understand that it's referring to Shnei Prakim HaRishonim, so it makes sense that Hacha in the Mishnah is also referring to the Isser Shnei Prakim, and therefore today it wouldn't have been an issue at all. Says Rabbi Shamoi, that doesn't make any sense. You're telling me that the Mishnah is only talking about where there was an Isser of doing Harisha during the Shana Hashishis. So does that make sense that the Braisa then continues to say, Ba'ad Taninan. That's why it would say Lacharosh Mutar Livnot Asur. You obviously don't have a clue to what this brisa is saying. The brisa is totally insane according to what you're saying. How could a brisa say that Charisha is Mutter and Binyan is Asur? Isn't that nuts? The whole issue of the Shnei Prakim HaRishonim was in terms of Charisha. And Binyan was never Asur anyway. So how do you explain it? Don't you realize that you're missing the whole point? So of course it's nothing to do with this. The brisa is talking about today. Beheter Shnei Prakim. There's no Shnei Prakim Rishonim. And Afal Pikein, it's telling you that you can't build. Beheter Shnei Prakim. So how exactly would that work? In other words, what you'd be saying is, listen to this. It isn't a din of the Isra of Charisha prior to Shviyas. It's a straight-out din in Maris Ein. Because if somebody is building prior to Shviyas, he's building these stairs, you got to ask yourself, why now? Must be because he needs these stairs to water his field during Shemitah. So it's a straight-out question of Maris Ein. Not Maris Ein, the way we normally talk about it, that it looks like Charisha and so on. No. That he looks like a guy who's choshed ala shvias, and you're not allowed to make yourself look like that. So because of that, you should not be allowed to do it. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the time of the Charisha. That's not the point. You're never allowed to do something which is Maris Ayin. I don't understand. If you're telling me that the question is Maris Ayin, so then in Behetah Shnei HaPrakim, you're telling me even today. So how does that explain what it says in the Mishnah? Avabonehu b'shvi'it, misha pasku ha-gishamim, mipneshu metaknan, l'matzoi shvi'is. So what is that based on? Since there would be no Isser at this point, so we're saying that you're going to be doing it because you wanted to do watering of your field during Shemitah. So I understand. So why during Shemitah itself wouldn't it be Isser? Because people will assume, how come he's building this now? He must be building it now because he wants to run down into the valley, bring up water for his field during Shemitah. I mean, if that's the point, that it's a chashad, so I don't understand. Why doesn't it apply even during Shemitah? Omer Rabbi Mana, no. Look, what Reb Shammai was saying makes sense according to that brayta, right? Because the brayta, what was brayta saying? You're allowed to do Charisha during the sixth year, but you're not allowed to do the binyan. So we said the only way to understand that is that it's talking about an Isser of Maris Ayin. So you're saying, well, I mean, so then for sure it should be Isser. No, it's not true. Let me explain to you. The reason that you do Charisha, why is Charisha mutter? Because you're saying that why wouldn't we even Isser Charisha? I mean, if you're telling me we're worried that he's going to be doing work during Shvias, so I'd explain the fact that we're not worried when he's doing Charisha. Forget about the Isser of the doing Charisha during Shishis because of an extension of Shvias. What happened to the straight out Maris Ayin, right? I can explain to you. It's a major difference in the Maris Ayin. Charisha is not a one-time thing. Charisha is done again and again. People do an early Charisha in order to get the ground open, absorb nutrients. They'll do another Charisha before they plant, maybe even another few Charishas, make sure they get all the little stones and so on. Nobody's going to think that just because you're doing an early and very early Charisha, that therefore you plan to do it in Shemitah. But explain to me why you would be building in the sixth year stairs for after Shemitah. The earlier you build the stairs, the less likely they are to survive the next rainy season. You're obviously going to wait until you actually need those stairs. So why are you building them now? You don't build stairs and then rebuild them. Therefore, over there, people will say, leave note, Asur, because in that case, it's because he's being metaken for the Shvias. So in terms of the Brisa, it makes sense. But the Mishnah, Matnita lo Amrakein, the Mishnah was saying, "Avobonehu b'shviit misha pasku hageshamim mipnei shumetaknan l'motzai shviit." So apparently, according to the Mishnah, we don't have a problem with people being chayshed that he's going to be using it now. So the Mishnah, therefore, cannot agree with this. The Mishnah has got to say that you're not allowed to build Erev Shvias. Why? If you are allowed to build during Shvias, you can't say that the Mishnah is going along with the Braita and that the whole idea was, which I agree with in the Braita, I agree with Rav Shammah, I agree that over there, there's clearly an issue of the difference between building and plowing only in terms of Maris Ayin. But our Mishnah doesn't say that, because if it would, then it wouldn't have allowed you to do the building during Shvias, as we pointed out to Rav Shammah. So therefore, if you're trying to put these two things together, you're making a mistake. And what we said before with Krispa, that was true. The Mishnah indeed was talking about the issue of Harisha. And the Mishnah is talking about the Shnei Prakim Harishonim. And it's exactly the opposite of what the Braita was saying. And therefore, just like Rav Krispa said, Bizman Hazeda, Rabbi Gamliel was Mevatel the Shnei Prakim Harishonim. There would be no problem in building, even during the Shishis. We don't have the issue of the Maris Ayin that you're claiming. Okay, beautiful. So this, of course, is understanding the simple lashon of the Mishnah is the chashash that you're going to come up and you're going to bring water to your field. We have to adjust it according to the way the Rambam and the Ravid understand it.